Wake up. Wake up. You have to help me. What? Why would I need a ride home? Oh, no, no, no. You just think I'm another slut that your brother brought home last night, don't you? Well, you're wrong. I'm your brother. Don't laugh. I'm not drunk or crazy. Well, I'm barely drunk anymore, and maybe I am going crazy. That would explain why I'm a woman now, wouldn't it? Oh, everything seemed okay when I woke up, and I had to piss something fierce after that keg last night. So I stumbled in the bathroom, and I had a cock then. But then I got into the shower, and I just started daydreaming about some random chick. I could almost feel her luscious tits in my hands. And that's when I realized they were my luscious tits. But look at me, look. Do I look like a big brother to you? Look at my jersey. I threw it on rather than running here naked, but it goes down to my knees now. I can't quarterback like this. No, I keep telling you, I don't need a ride home. Stop trying to lead me downstairs. I really am your brother, okay? How can I convince you? Look, remember your prom date this year? You rented a tux, got the corsage, even a nice limo. You brought her home after the big night, and I'm the one who ended up fucking her. You can't really blame me, though. You left her alone for like 5 minutes, and I'm kind of a stud. Who else but your brother would know that? Other than the entire football team. Because I had to brag to them about it. And maybe the rest of the senior class and your class too. Okay, that was a bad example. Let me see. That birthmark. I have that birthmark on my thigh. I know you've seen it from all the times I teabagged you while you were asleep. My ballsack is the first thing you saw those mornings. You must have seen the birthmark. It was right by it. Except, I'd have to show you my thing that's not a cock anymore. Hey, it was different when I had a cock. Putting my balls on you was fun. It was just a way to keep my little brother in line. But showing you my pussy, that's different. No, 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 don't go back to your room. Look, you still think I'm some drunk crazy girl, don't you? Fine. I'll show you the birthmark. But not here, okay? We have to go in my room. I can't let Mum or Dad see some girl flashing my brother. There would be too many questions. And I did just put a lot of effort into convincing them that you were gay, so... Oh, come on, you know I had to be behind that rumor. But you'll get over it. I'm the one with real issues right now, okay? Get your ass into my room so I can show you my pussy or I'll drag you in there. Ugh. Look, I'm used to pulling you around when I grab you by the arm. This new body sucks. It's so small and I have no upper body strength. But fine, will you just follow me into my room? What's the word I'm looking for? Please? Yes, come into my room, please. Thank you. Now shut the door while I try and grab the hem of this jersey. All those muscles I had when I was a guy made this thing a tent on me. But I can lift it up long enough for you to see I'm telling the truth. See? I'm sure it's still there. No, I know the cock is gone, but the birthmark is still there, isn't it? Look closer. At the birthmark, not my pussy, you idiot. Oh, now you're even breathing on it. Stop it, God. This thing is sensitive. Did you see the birthmark? Good. I'm covering it up now. So do you believe me now? Wait. It's my phone. Shh. It's probably Coach trying to find out why I'm late to practice. Hello, Coach? Who is this? Hold on a minute. Is some chick named Stacy? Remind me why that name sounds familiar. Sorry, you'll need to be more specific. I fucked a lot of girls lately. Yeah, that's not helping. Most of them thought they were my girlfriend. What's so special about this one? Oh, her. At least you remember her. She's saying something about a curse? She's a witch. Why didn't you tell me before? Like, right before I banged the hell out of her? Oh, I guess I thought you said she was a bitch. And I was like, what the hell, duh. Stacy, you still there? What the fuck is this about you cursing me? Is this how I became a... not a guy? Well, change me back, you crazy bitch. I got football practice to get to. I got a sports scholarship on the line. Not until I find out what it's like to be a woman. What does that mean? How hard can that be? It's being the toughest guy and the best athlete at school is hard. What? You can't be serious, okay? I am not getting fucked by another dude. Just turn me back into a man and I'll make it up to you by letting you make me dinner or something, hmm? You're the one who liked to cook, right? Or was that one of the Tracys? Hello? Fucking hang up on me, you stupid bitch. God damn it. She said I gotta get plowed before I exchange back. That seems pretty unlikely, though. Oh no, I guess it's not less unlikely than being changed into a woman in the first place. You have a point, I guess. I don't want to be on the receiving end of some guy's dick, even if it is in this smoking hot bod. But I can't go to football practice like this. They'd laugh me off the field, or I'll end up on the receiving end of the rest of the football team's dicks. If Stacy is right, that it would change me back, then how would I live that down? Stacy, babe, all is forgiven, okay? Just turn me back. An hour! I have an hour until this is permanent, you evil fucking bitch! Hello? Oh, fuck, damn it. Remind me to stay away from the crazy ones in the future, especially the witches. Okay? She said I've only got an hour until this becomes permanent. What time is it now? The clock is right next to my pom-poms. Pom-poms? Them pom-poms were football last night. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's not gonna be just me that's changing. It's my entire world. Oh, my room is changing. Oh, fuck. Oh, is this what I think it is? Oh, shit, it is. It's a fucking Justin Bieber poster. I can't go on any further. Bro, I need to ask you a favor that no other brother should ever have to ask another brother for. But I need you to fuck my pussy so I can turn back into a guy. Oh, please, please, you have to do it, okay? I know you're not really gay. It's just some rumor I started. I'll lift up my jersey all the way this time. And look at these goodies, okay? I would have totally hit this when I was a guy. And if I could, I'd nail me right now. Actually, get a pic of me with the phone, okay? I'll jack off to me later, once this is all over, okay? Thanks. Okay, back to turning me back into a dude. It has to be you. We only have an hour, and even if I had more time, we can't let anyone find out about this ever. I'd lose my alpha male status. And I'm pretty sure you're not going to tell anyone about fucking your brother, right? Even if they do think you're gay, I would start telling people that you weren't gay, okay? I could even throw you some of my sloppy seconds if you want. No more teabagging, or screwing the girls you like, or farting in your lunch bag at work anymore. Not that I ever did that before. Look, Just check out this pussy. I know my pussy, bro, and this is top grade. Look how tight it looks. And it feels... One sec, bro. Just checking out the pussy. Oh, fuck, is that a canopy bed? Oh, how girly is she trying to mate me? Although it's kind of cute. All it needs is some stuffed animals to make it look less lonely. Shit! It's changing my mind, too. Ugh, look, we can't wait any longer. You have to fuck me, please. It's not like I'm your brother when I'm like this, okay? I'm basically just some incredibly cute girl standing here, rubbing her pussy for some reason. Fuck, bro, this is better than fabbing. Oh, where was I? Right. Yeah, trying to get you to fuck me. Please, we're running out of time. And how often does a guy like you gonna get a chance to fuck something like this? Okay? Come on. Can't I at least get a hate fuck out of you? You could get a little payback for all the things I've done in the past. It's not like you're not pitching a tent right now. Be a man and fuck your big brother's cute little pussy. I'll get on the bed, but I'm keeping the jersey on, okay? It will keep me focused on who I really am, because stuff keeps on changing in this room, and I'm pretty sure I didn't have a pink backpack. But well, I can't even remember now, so come on, be a sport, and just fuck the hell out of this little body. Please. Just pull down those shorts. Ooh, I didn't think it would be so big. Am I just that small now? Or does this body do it to you? I should have known this body would do to guys what my normal body does to girls. Condoms? Why the fuck would I have condoms? Birth control is a girl's problem. I only fuck virgins, so I don't have any diseases, if that's what you're worried about. And I can't get pregnant if I turn back into a guy after this, right? Okay. Get on top of me. But be careful, okay? I'm actually kind of threatened by you for a change. You're bigger than me now, okay? Even though I'm still older, but you're a virgin, aren't you? I'd know if my little brother had got some. Well, don't say I never did anything for you. Okay. Forget all the foreplay stuff. That would just be kind of awkward, and you're obviously good to go. And we aren't exactly doing this for enjoyment, okay? I was going to town on this pussy for a few minutes anyway. This isn't the first time I've gotten poontang all over this jersey. But it's the first time it's been my own. I'll hike this jersey over around my waist. You don't need to see my tits for this. Maybe I'll send you a copy of the pic I had you take. It's not like it will matter once I'm a guy again anyway. Go ahead and try and put it in me. Spread my legs apart. I'm pretty sure it won't be easy to get that thing into me, but how hard can it be to be a girl? Yeah, just push it in me a little, yeah. Your cock knows what to do. You've got the same genetics as me. Now just push it in more. Oh, fuck. Oh, great. My complete lack of virginity as a guy didn't carry over. Oh, it looks like we both get our cherries popped today. Well, I've dislocated my shoulder during a football game. How hard can this be, hmm? Go ahead. Oh, fuck, man. Damn it. Why didn't anybody tell me it hurt like this? Oh, shit. Oh, maybe those girls weren't such whiners after all. Oh, and the blood is gonna stain these beautiful sheets. Oh. I should have put a towel under us. Do you think it's enough that you're in me? Do you think we could stop here and I'd just change back? You don't think so? Why? Oh my god, my jersey is turned into a cheerleader's outfit. Oh my god, things keep changing. Even though we're doing it, we need to do it some more, okay? Get that thing moving. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck your brother's pussy good. We need to cure this curse. I can't stand to be a woman much longer. Oh, let alone forever. Oh, just try to be less good at it, okay? This isn't a date, and I am not one of your conquests. Oh, besides, if you want to be like your big brother, you're going to need to stop worrying about whether the girl is having fun. Oh, see, stuff like that is what I'm talking about. You're spending too much time making me feel good, and not enough on your own pleasure. Oh, you're just trying to make me come to piss me off, aren't you? Well, that's probably part of the curse, but it's likely I need to come in order to cure it, okay? I'm sure the guy definitely does. But I'm not going to fight an orgasm if that means I'm stuck as a woman. Even if the sex seems much better this way. Oh, ignore that. That wasn't me talking. It's the curse. I like being a guy, and I like getting pussy all the time, including that Stacy or Tracy or whatever her name was. Stacy? What are you doing here? Well, you're late, you bitch. As you can see, my brother and I are working to cure this curse right now. What? Why are you smiling? And my fingernails. Is that polish? Have I got pink polish on? Why do things keep on changing if getting fucked is the cure? This is the cure, isn't it? Oh, I'm smarter now that I'm a woman, and I just realized this is a trick. Having sex doesn't cure me, does it? Oh my god, it's what makes me a woman forever. Oh, if I stop having sex, then I'll probably just turn back into a man after a little time. Well, you should have shown up later, because now my brother and I can just stop, and this curse can end on its own. So you can stop at any time, little brother. We don't need to do this anymore. If you keep on doing this, you won't have a big brother anymore. Hey, you idiot. Stop fucking me. This is a trick all along. Stacy is trying to fool me into having sex with you. Oh, God. Oh, God, except you're into it, aren't you? Oh, is this your revenge for all those years of torment at my hands? Oh, you get to turn your brother into a woman. And literally fuck him over in the process. Oh, get off me. We can't finish, otherwise I'll be a woman forever. Oh, but I can't budge you. Oh, you just keep being on top of me, thrusting into me. Oh, stop, please stop. I'll make it all up to you, okay? I'll make sure you get all the girls you want. I can make you so popular. Oh, I could even get you on the football team if you want, yeah? Oh, but I need to be a guy to do that. That's better than fucking me, isn't it? Just don't fuck me anymore. Don't come in me. Oh, don't make me come. Oh, don't fill my pussy with your hot sticky cum. Oh, don't give me the biggest orgasm I've ever had. Oh my god. Oh my god, that was good. Oh, good God. Oh, I'm so glad I finally let my little brother fuck me. I always thought I'd lose my virginity to some jock. It's kind of my duty as the head cheerleader. Oh, shit. That reminds me, I'm late for cheer practice. Look, I need to run, but I can definitely make it up to you later. I want to make it up to you. I want to keep you as my lover. I thought I saw another girl in the room while we were doing it, but I think that's just my fear of losing you to someone else. I don't know why we waited so long to do this, but now that I have, I just want to keep on doing it with you, okay? I'll be the best big sister a little brother ever had.